Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, it's Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing? Long time
How
no
you doing,
talk.
Zach? Just good. How are you?
I'm good. Looks like we got a web online application from you a couple days ago, or was it?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to follow up with you, see what you're looking to do.
I forgot because just looking at my applying my emails, then I found you, and think I still have two, three loans right now, so I don't think I can qualify for any right now.
Oh, okay. It looked like I got an application from funding. It looks like may have been a couple days ago or on the 20th. You'd filled out an app with us.
I think it was in the weekend or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I just wanted to touch base with you, but you weren't looking for anything right now.
I don't know how you guys do. Do you guys do financing for equipment loans, or you guys can
Yes.
take
Yes.
a...
Yeah, we have the working capital loans that are based off of your gross annual sales, and then we do equipment financing as well, which is a totally different entity altogether. It's like your car loan, 2 to 5 years, monthly payment, interest rates start in the low single digits. So were you looking to bring on some equipment there?
Actually, I do have a different loan with the Army Leasing. I bought a deal, what you call this, pressure fryer for the roast chicken, and I tried to extend the term of the how long do you guys give? Because I have it. I want to. Is it possible for you guys to take over that lease from them or something?
I don't know if we could do anything like that. Interesting. So are you looking to get that, just get that paid off altogether?
Yeah, but if you guys can refinance it, I have a lease. I have a lease. I have a loan for leasing. I have a lease already.
Okay.
Yeah, leasing company.
So did you want to just pay that off and own it outright, or just pay off the lease, or?
No, I was wondering if you can take over the lease. I mean, refinance it or something
Okay. Refinance.
for a longer term.
Refinance. And how much do you have left on that?
Actually, they gave me a discount. It's 46,000. They say pay up now. It's 28,000.
28. Okay. 28,000. All right. And then how much is left on that term?
Term is 4 years to go, but it's 46,000. So I'm paying like $1,000 a month.
Wow.
But they say if you pay off early or something, get a loan from somebody or something, get paid as off. We'll give you a discount. We'll give you $28,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a good deal. I'm getting off like how much? 14 or $18,000 off or
Yeah.
something.
18. 18,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah, that's a heck of a deal.
Yeah.
You know what, Steve? Let me look into this for you. I personally haven't done one of these, but it doesn't mean that we don't do that. Let me see if we can do anything for you. I'm just trying to think also what would be an easier way,
I do have a loan. I don't know, you guys can do, you don't do consolidation, right?
I'm sorry, what's that?
You guys don't do consolidation loans?
Consolidation? No,
Well,
it's usually not the best. I mean, you could, but it's usually not the best use of funds because again, it'll put you in a place that you're just trying to get out of, if that makes sense.
yeah.
The one thing that I could was just thinking of right now.
Is it possible to get an equipment loan? So much equipment I have, a loan against that equipment I have. Yeah,
Yeah,
no.
we do collateralized equipment loans.
Yeah.
Is there another piece of equipment that you're looking to bring on, or?
No, I have equipment. Like I do have freezers and coolers and glass cases and bongs and pipes because it's all locked
Oh,
right now.
yeah, you know what we could do is another thing. It's like 2 to 1. So you could collateralize your equipment against that loan to get the money to pay off the chicken roaster, if that makes sense. And then you would have basically a monthly payment with us.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. So can I get a little bit extra money on top of this equipment, the one I own? You guys do equipment loan like that? Once I have the equipment, then you guys give loan against the equipment, collateral equipment or loan, whatever it is?
We can do that. What I was trying to think of to do here is to potentially use some of the equipment that you have on site to access value to get that chicken roaster paid off, if that makes sense. And then did you want a little bit of extra on top of that just to, to give you a little bit of operational capital?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know we want to get that 28,000. What would be the ideal amount that you're looking for?
Whatever, not too much. Just maybe 5,000-10,000, whatever.
So let's say you're looking for upwards of like 33 to 35 total?
Yeah.
33 to 35. Okay. So to get the ball rolling, we need to look at bank statements and a tax return or a profit and loss sheet if you didn't do taxes last year. Do you want me to send you out the email of the stuff that we would need to get started on this? And then I'm going to do a little bit of investigation work to see how we can do this collateralized loan.
Yeah, I do have 3 loan payments going on right now for the daily payments.
Really? What's the total on those?
Just, I guess, not much. Kind of like, one is like 14, like 13,000. The other one will be like 15,000. And one is 19,000.
So what are you, are they all daily payments?
Yeah, it's just,
daily holy payments, cow. Yeah. So what are they, what's being taken out total daily from those three?
256. 235 and 95.
586 or something. 586. Has that created a burden on the business at all, or is it something that's manageable?
That's what I was thinking. If you could take over maybe one or two loans and consolidate them and get a little bit cash, whatever, and daily payment could be a little bit longer.
Yeah, one of the things is I was thinking about right now is could maybe pay off a couple of those so you don't have a third position loan, and maybe bring it down to where we could come in at a second position for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a couple different possibilities there. It's just a matter of seeing if it would be possible to do. What I'm going to do, Steve, is I'll send you out the information or the requirements that we'll need. I'm going to send you an equipment list. So what you can do there is list the equipment that you would like to potentially use as collateral on that list. And what we do is a 2-to-1. So let's say a piece of equipment, is worth, $50,000. We can give you $25,000 for it, like collaterally, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, so I will include that equipment list. So this way we'll have a couple different avenues on ways to get you funding, so we don't have one specific route. I'm trying to see how we can do this in different ways.
Oh, okay.
Because it is there's a little bit of a challenge there with the other working capital loan. So I'm trying to find another way around that, but possibly, or we can just hit it head on and maybe pay off a couple of those and get you down to a second position loan, something that might be a little bit more manageable.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll shoot you out that email right now. And we can start on the, getting the bank statements together, the tax return or the profit and loss and, filling out the equipment list that I have right here. And then we can go from there.
I did fill it online. Did not show much profit on my business. I showed a lot of taxes. If I do show a lot of profit, I pay a lot of taxes.
Okay.
So I did not. Yeah, I did tell it's 551,000 annual sales for last year.
Yeah. So basically, we want to just look at your gross annual sales. That's the most important thing to us.
Yeah, 551.
Perfect.
551,881. I think I filled it online.
Yeah, so
for my information, it should be there on my application. I did fill it out online.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you just an application that will need a wet signature on the bottom of it, and that gives us permission to continue with the process. So you don't have to fill out anything on it. Just sign it and date it at the bottom.
Okay.
And then, again, I'll send you the requirements, the 6 months of bank statements, and then the tax return. And then we'd also need the information on the current working capitals that you have, so we can kind of figure out how we could package those to maybe get a couple paid off and get you into a different position loan.
Oh, okay.
But I will, I'll put that all together in the email for you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And then, would you like me to give you a couple days or maybe check back with you tomorrow?
Yeah, I should be able to do it this afternoon, because this morning I'm busy with the salespeople come in with the beer order, grocery orders and everything. Maybe later in the afternoon, around 2, 3 o'clock, I'll be able to send you the information.
Steve, sounds good. I'll put together the email for you right now. It should be arriving in 10 minutes or so.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Steve. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.